Okay, I'm going to get some other folks on the mic here. You've been waiting for a long time. Thanks for waiting. We're going to just spend a couple more minutes here on open mic, so we're going to let you guys get on the mic here, and then it'll just be a few minutes.
All right, I may say something that's going to get a little bit of people mad here.
Is it going to get me mad?
I'm not sure.
Because if it does, no, go ahead.
All right, what's the normal breakfast you eat?
My breakfast?
Where you go to Denny's, what's on their menu usually?
Usually eggs for breakfast.
Really? Eggs?
That's what I had this morning.
Oh, so you didn't have...
We're cage-free, though. I want you to know.
Oh, so you didn't have baby aborted chickens. That's not what you called them. You called them eggs, right?
My understanding of eggs is that they're not fertilized, and if I had an egg that was fertilized and I put it in the skillet and I cooked it up, I think I wouldn't be having eggs. I'd probably be having little, like, chicken cells that are, I don't know, that wouldn't be very good.
Like balut, right?
I don't know what that is.
The Filipino food, it's balut.
So eating little baby chickens?
Basically.
Yeah, but if I eat eggs, they're not baby chickens.
Yes, I understand, but...
Because they're unfertilized, right?
They're unfertilized, yes, you are correct.
But... You know, go ahead, I didn't mean to pull the mic away from you. Go ahead.
You're correct about that, but, alright. Crap. You know, you got me.
I got you how? I mean, for the sake of the audience, what do you mean? Because my purpose up here is not to get people. My purpose is clarity about what's true about abortion and the unborn. And so I see you as a fellow seeker of what's true. None of us want to believe false things, right? No one gets up in the morning and says, hey, you know what, I'm going to go find somebody to deceive me today. That's why I'm here, right? So we all want to believe things that are true, not things that are false. And I think we're kind of seeking that together. So my purpose isn't to get somebody. But what do you mean by that?
Meaning I was trying to make a counterpoint, but you kind of...
Well, why don't you lay that counterpoint out there so that people can see that it's not a good point, if that's what you think.
Okay, well, you see, if somebody doesn't have a lot of money or anything like that, if they're in high school, you know, if they want to get their abortion, that should be their own little deal. You shouldn't have the right to tell other people what they can and cannot do with their own bodies. She should not have the right to say it's wrong. Everybody comes from different backgrounds, different cultures, different religions. If you want to believe something, you shouldn't. Anybody, not you personally, I'm talking about the decision as a whole. Nobody should be able to tell anybody, except in America. I mean, other parts of the world, you know, maybe it gets a little iffy there. But in America, you shouldn't be able to say, hey, I'm not going to let you do this to your own body. Abortions were being done for hundreds of years, you know. And you should not be able to tell somebody, no, you are going to have this baby just because you had sex.
I totally agree with you. If. Oh, that's not the right time to give you the mic. Sorry. If the unborn's not a human being, I think you're absolutely correct. And I should stop caring about arguing against abortion. I should think that it should be legal. Because if the unborn is not a human being, why would anybody argue that a woman should not be allowed to do what she wants with a part of her body? The unborn isn't a part of her body, though, because if it were, then a woman who's carrying a male child would have a penis. How can it be a part of her body?
I'm sorry. All I kind of got is you said something.
I said the P word?
Yes, and I just all right.
Well, I mean, the point is, we say the unborn's a part of the woman's body, and I agree it's in her body. I agree it affects her body. I agree pregnancy's very difficult. My wife has been pregnant now 3 times, and pregnancy's difficult. In fact, she's sitting over there in front of the volunteer information table. You could go ask her if you wanted. But pregnancy's difficult. The embryo doesn't have no effect on the woman, but it can't be seen as just a functional part of her body. Is that what you mean when you say it's a part of her body?
Excuse me. Yes. Thank you. But, it's a part of her body until it starts to, you know, gain consciousness.
Okay, so there's something that's essential to our humanness that gives us our rights is consciousness. Is that your view?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that mean that if that's the basis of your rights and my rights, if you're more conscious than I am, by whatever standard. Let's say we use a brainwave standard, and you have a stronger brainwave pattern than I do, or it registers more strongly on the scale, and on mine is less, then shouldn't you have the right to oppress me?
I shouldn't have the right, but oppression has been done for thousands of years. It's still done today.
Agreed, but I don't know how that makes oppression right. I'm saying that if consciousness is our standard of right and wrong, like our standard of why I have rights, then some people have more consciousness and therefore more rights.
Do you ever eat meat?
If you can tell me how it's relevant to the discussion, I'd be glad to tell you my eating practices.
We oppress live things all the time.
No doubt. We kill cows. We even torture cows in some cases, although I'm against cow torture. Are you against that?
I'm against cow torture, but I love eating my meat.
And why do you eat meat?
Because it tastes good.
But what if, like, some cows, like baby cows, right after they come out of their mother's womb, they actually are more functional than infants, like human infants. So if functional ability is what gives us our value, then shouldn't we put the calf in the house and put the baby in the barn? I mean, why do we treat cows different? Why do we treat them as less than if they have more conscious ability than newborns? And it's okay if you don't have an answer. That's okay. We'll move on to somebody else, or you can have the last word.
Go ahead and move on.
Okay.